said,
you can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live. This is 20th day of August, 2024. Something is wrong about the Chicago convention. I couldn't put my finger on it yet, but it's very, very strange. And it may be our head is spinning by the end of the week. Rough start. Protesters tear down a security fence as thousands march outside of the DNC. And of course, these are pro-Palestinian protesters who are objecting to genocide. I was listening to a reasonable discussion of what's going on here on Fox when a commentator took exception to Biden saying that the protesters had a point, that a lot of innocent people are dying, going on a rant about October 7th, clearly not understanding that was preposterous. That was obviously an Israeli false flag to justify the genocide. He was going on and on as though Hamas were terrorists and bad people. I thought it was pretty bizarre. Meanwhile, we're getting conflicting reports. Here, the Gateway Pundit is reporting that there are lots of empty seats now. Lots of empty seats. Wow, they're blocking access to this story. Here's another inside the DNC, low energy, less than half full. And yet, if you turned into the convention, and I was commentating on a whole lot of it, I watched gruesome Hillary make her speech, AOC. It looked like there was a large and enthusiastic crowd. Well, we know how much they fake. It could be what we're seeing over television is an illusion created by artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, the Trump War Room has put out a report about the priorities of the Democrat Party. And remember, and this is a point Fox was making that's very telling, Kamala has no platform. What we've seen in the past is remnants of Biden's talking about him running for his second term and all that. They don't want to put up Kamala's platform because it's open borders, transgender, everything, putting criminals out on the streets, giving all kinds of benefits to migrants. What she said about her economic platform of building these millions of new homes and giving $25,000 subsidies to first-time buyers turned out to be catastrophic. They had an expert on from the real estate industry, and he said, frankly, her policies, as announced thus far, are absurd. Where is the Trump War Room? Priorities of the DNC in terms of Tommy's Mansion. Trump, 147 times. Economy, 27. Border, 8. Crime, 6. Prices, 5. Inflation, 3. Yeah, there's still the Get Trump Party. They're still anti-Trump. That is their, by far, their predominant focus. Now, I was surprised when Keith from Montana sent me a photograph of Big Mike at the convention. This is a very strange appearance. This is not Michelle as you've thought of her. This is a big guy in tawdry clothing, kind of a plungy neckline. Clearly, this is a guy with boobs. I don't think there's any way to conceal it, leading me to speculate, Are they going to go whole hog and promote Michelle as a transgender to take it away from Kamala? Any of you who have looked at Baphomet, this is a demonic image of the past. No, Baphomet has male member and female breasts. So Michelle is very much the embodiment of Baphomet. Very, very strange. Meanwhile, Klaus Schwab tells us an era of shock events is coming ahead of the 2024 election. Klaus Schwab, WEF, has warned it's coming ahead of the election as the global elite prepare to unleash chaos in society. In a dystopian article, the WEF warned citizens heading to the polls in November should be expecting destabilizing events, including a cyber pandemic, which is intentional, the emergence of a new global extremist group, and fast-track climate change disasters, including a sudden sea level rise that'll submerge an island nation. That can be created artificially. The globalist elite are desperate for the election in 2024 to go their way as they continue attempting to evade prosecution for crimes against humanity perpetrated in the post-pandemic era. In this context, it's no surprise that WEF is warning us to look for global risk to be further exacerbated by unexpected destabilizing shock events. How can they be unexpected if the WEF is predicting them? Obviously, they know they're coming because it's the WEF and the global elite that are going to perpetrate these events. Have no doubt about it. But the warning should be taken seriously. Meanwhile, 1,000 Chicago cops have called in sick. This suggests to me they know that something very dirty, very bloody is coming. And because they're running out of time, it could be tonight. I don't see how it could be later than tomorrow, where Pritzker, the governor, is very eager to use his National Guard of Illinois to shoot up a whole bunch of pro-Palestinian protesters. Believe me, something like that is in the works. I have no doubt about it. Turning to international affairs, the Russian media are ablaze with reports that Ukraine wants to set off a dirty bomb somewhere in the vicinity. Reports are pouring in out of Ukraine, claiming the Ukrainian armed forces are losing so badly in their fight against Russia. They're planning to detonate one, perhaps even two, dirty bombs at one or two nuclear power plants. The detonations would trigger the entry of NATO into the Russian-Ukraine conflict. Remember, NATO said something about any nuclear explosion would trigger their entry. So the Ukrainians are going to trip the wire, which is going so badly for Ukraine, they're desperate enough to do something like this, in fact. Three separate military experts from the U.S., one from the U.K., told me just minutes ago their only hope is to have NATO enter the war. If NATO does not enter, Ukraine will disintegrate before Christmas. Now, those are accurate reports. You can take those to the bank. There's another. The United States is preparing to jettison Volodymyr Zelensky. Cue up Auld Lang Syne. I think we're seeing signs that Ukraine's not-so-comedic genius is going to hit the skids. One of my loyal readers and supporters, Dave, you know who you are, flagged last night Wall Street Journal article for me, a drunken evening, a rented yacht, the real story of the Nord Stream pipeline sabotage. You know you're dealing with real professionals when you have a group that is mixing a booze blast with high explosives, allegedly. After I stood up straight, I doubled over in guffaws when I read the opening paragraphs. I realized my old friends at CIA were sending a message. That is, Mr. Zelensky, your time is up. While the article singles out former general, now ambassador to the United Kingdom, Valerie Zucchini as the one who launched the operation to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. It does not exonerate little Mr. Zelensky. Unlike Zyher's account of the destruction of Nord Stream, which relies on real sources from the U.S. intel community, the WSJ article reeks of bad fiction. It's a Gilligan's Island of the Baltic Sea. The WSJ article ignores the technical challenges and expertise required to plant explosives in deep water. This ain't scuba diving in the Caribbean. I'm sticking with Sy's account of what happened. Meanwhile, Ukraine's plan to buy Russian-made nuclear reactors sparks an uproar. Ukraine government is fighting off growing opposition to its multi-multi-billion-dollar scheme to buy mothballed nuclear reactors, facing accusations that officials are opening the door to corruption, just as they push to clean up the country's energy sector. That ain't likely to happen anytime soon. The government wants to bring two new units online at the Khmelnytsky nuclear power station in western Ukraine, arguing they will help shore out the country's energy grid that Russian bombs have decimated. The quickest and fastest way to do so, they argue, is to buy Russian-made reactors currently sitting in storage in Bulgaria at an estimated cost of $600 million. But the deal needs lawmakers signing off, several parliamentarians, including at least one from President Zelensky's own party, alleging the deal could blow a massive hole in the country's tattered budget for outdated technology that won't necessarily help Ukrainians stave off looming blackouts. Meanwhile, Israel stuns. I may have reported this yesterday, but it's worth repeating, saying the U.S., U.K., and France will assist in offensive strikes on Ukraine, because the U.S., U.K., and France haven't made such declarations. Israel just upped the ante in its showdown with Iran amid ongoing concerns that attack from the Islamic Republic could still be imminent in retaliation for the July 31st assassination of the Hamas leader, Ismail Haniyeh. Foreign Minister Israel Katz said Friday, he expects, notice that he's making a statement he's attributing to himself. He expects not only the U.S., but also its ally Britain and France would assist in an offensive operation against Iran if it attacks Israel. He conveyed the comments while meeting British Foreign Secretary David Lammy and French Foreign Minister Stephanie Sejourne in a bit of a risky diplomatic preemptive move, given neither of these countries have openly proclaimed they're ready to launch a direct attack on Iran. The Israeli PM was invoking the example of the U.S., saying Israel expects France and Britain to publicly clarify to Iran that it is unacceptable for it to attack Israel. And if Iran attacks, the U.S.-led coalition will join Israel not only defense, but also in an attack against significant targets in Iran. Now, Iran has the right under international law to retaliate for the bombing in Tehran. The Secretary General of the United Nations has already made that declaration. So here you have the Foreign Minister of Israel preempting the facts of the matter to presume that this would be an appropriate action to take place when it would not. It would be a violation of international law, in effect, contending wrongly, falsely, mistakenly, obviously, intentionally, deliberately, Iran doesn't have the right under international law to retaliate against Israel when it clearly does, when Iran has been acting in accordance with international law, when even the Secretary General of the UN has conceded as much. Meanwhile, Middle East monitor. The U.S. is not a credible ceasefire mediator, but a genocide partner. And it's showing a photograph of the new fake Joe Biden being taller than Bibi Netanyahu. Remember how we have had the expose that they replaced the old Joe with a new Joe, who's even 4 inches taller, seems in better health, who gave the speech last night with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of vigor, using lots of hand gestures, unlike the quasi-cadaverous former fake Joe Biden, who was virtually mute, could barely speak. Clearly, they're getting a lot of benefit of the new Joe Biden, whom I have been told is actually being played by Jim Carrey. Senior U.S., Egyptian, and Qatari officials, along with others from the region and other parts of the world, have been exerting massive mediation effort to reach a ceasefire between the Israeli occupation and the Palestinian resistance. Well, the reports today, there's no hope for it. Bibi doesn't want it. It's not going to benefit him politically, personally. He's not going to support it. Meanwhile, get this. Jewish settlers begin mass killing Palestinians in the West Bank and burning their houses. At least one Palestinian been killed after dozens of Israeli settlers, some wearing masks, attack a village in the occupied West Bank. Videos on social media showed cars and houses on fire in Jenin, a city near Nablus. Here's a report about it. Well, you can't hear the sound. But it's nasty, a nasty business taking place there. Meanwhile, 5 updates. This is again from Middle East Monitor now. 213,000 Palestinian forced out by Israeli evacuation orders in Gaza during August. Since the beginning of this month, the Israeli military has issued 9 evacuation orders that are affecting an estimated 213,000 across Khan Yunus, and to a lesser extent, northern Gaza, forcing Palestinians out into the open where they're easier to kill. That's what's going on. Meanwhile, the Egyptian president meets Blinken, warns of regional expansion, meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi warned Tuesday of the risk of the Gaza war expanding regionally in a way difficult to imagine. Meeting in El Alamein, northern Egypt, the two sides reviewed mediation effort by Egypt, Qatar, and the U.S. to reach a ceasefire in Gaza and swap prisoners. But it's not going to happen because Bibi doesn't want it. Meanwhile, Chris Hedges writes, "Thou shalt not commit genocide." There's only one way to end the ongoing genocide in Gaza. It's not through bilateral negotiations. Israel has amply demonstrated, including with the assassination of the lead Hamas negotiator, that it has no interest in a permanent ceasefire. The only way for Israel genocide of the Palestinian to be halted is for the U.S. to end all weapon shipments to Israel. And the only way this will take place is if enough Americans make clear that they have no intention of supporting any presidential ticket or any political party that fuels a genocide. Sad to say, both parties appear to be supporting the genocide. It disgusts me beyond words. The arguments against a boycott against the two ruling parties are familiar. It'll ensure the election of Donald Trump. Kamala's rhetorically shown more compassion than Biden, but there are not enough of us to have an impact. We can work within the Democrat Party, Israel lobby, especially AIPAC, which owns most members of Congress, is too powerful. Negotiation will eventually achieve a cessation of the slaughter. In short, we are impotent and must surrender our agency to sustain a project of mass killing. We must accept as normal governments the shipment of hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to an apartheid state, the use of vetoes at the UN Security Council to protect Israel, and the active destruction of international efforts to end mass murder. We have no choice. I'm sorry to say, I think that's pretty close to where we are. Meanwhile, here's a nice piece from the Truth Seeker. The U.S. best operation.
Love, love. tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it, contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. Love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Broadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Well, the Truth Seeker has just republished a piece by Kevin Barrett, my dear friend and colleague, that was first published a couple of weeks ago. The U.S. special relationship with Israel, abject enslavement. I think he's got it exactly right. U.S. special relationship. I recently returned to the U.S. after a year-long absence, having taken up residence in exotic Morocco last July. Unfortunately, I had a tight connection in LAX, which became even tighter when U.S. Customs and Border singled me out for interrogation. It seems that interesting stuff always pops up on government screens when they enter my name. How else would they know that I'm a writer known for questioning the official story of 9/11? So who did it? The agent asked. Israel, I answered without hesitation. A split second later, I was cursing myself for my impulsive honesty, brought on by sleeplessness and jet lag. If that CPB agent is a Zionist, they'll hold me for hours and I'll never make my connection. Fortunately, the agent took no offense and released me just in time to catch my flight. Apparently, America isn't a complete Zionist occupied totalitarian hellhole yet, but we're getting there. A sign of the time was Israeli PM Netanyahu's speech to Congress July 24th. Good news is 92 lawmakers boycotted the genocidal war criminal speech. The bad news is that the other 443 senators and representatives offered repeated standing ovations. Why did more than four-fifths of American lawmakers passionately salute the worst war criminal of the 21st century? Why the nauseatingly obsequious demonstration of loyalty to a genocidal foreign entity? It all comes down to what is euphemistically called the U.S.-Israel special relationship. Brilliant piece, Kevin. Love it. Meanwhile, Middle East Eye reports, activist celebrates Canada revokes Jewish National Fund's charitable status. Announcement follows an audit revealing that the JNF used donation to help fund infrastructure for the Israeli military. Good. A modicum of justice in Canada, hard to believe. On 25 July, the Canadian Review Agency revoked the charity status of two pro-Israel charities, including the Jewish National Fund of Canada, JNF Canada. This announcement followed a year-long audit revealing JNF used donation to help fund infrastructure for the Israeli military, a foreign army, which contravenes Canada's tax code. Up to 25% of JNF's Canadian budget comes from Canadian tax dollars. The other organization stripped of its charity status, the Nelman Foundation, has been linked to the undercover assassination unit, Dudevon, and lone soldiers, including Michael Levin Base, Base for Lone Soldiers, and Brothers for Life, as well as donating to reservists on duty. Nieman has also provided funds to Israeli settler leader Daniel Weiss Nachla's settler movement, which advocates for Israeli settlements in the entirety of occupied Palestine, including Gaza, which had been placed on Canada's sanction list like June of this year. Good. Meanwhile, every leader the U.S. has assassinated. Here's a piece. Here's a piece about it.
Today, we're diving into the shady world of the assassinations carried out by the CIA. For decades, the U.S. has been pulling strings behind the scenes, changing the fate of countries and their leaders, often in brutal ways. We'll check out some key figures who met their end thanks to these covert operations. Let's get started. On January 17, 1961, Patrice Lumumba, the first elected prime minister of the former Belgian Congo, was brutally murdered. Following the Watergate scandal of the Nixon regime, a U.S. Senate committee uncovered CIA plans to assassinate Lumumba as part of a broader strategy to support Joseph Mobutu, who would go on to rule the Congo for three decades and not be assassinated. The CIA, founded in the late 1940s, quickly gained a reputation for its covert operations aimed at neutralizing leaders and overthrowing governments the U.S. perceived as threats to their interests. During the Cold War, the agency engaged in various subversive activities to prevent the spread of communism, often resulting in the overthrow or elimination of foreign leaders. This included targeting Lumumba, who was seen as dangerously close to Soviet influence, with a growing momentum for nationalization, collectivization, and general legal overhaul mostly targeted at the massive mineral wealth of the country, which would greatly benefit the Congolese people to the detriment of Congo's exploiters. The U.S. swiftly aligned with the Congo's former colonizer, Belgium, to oppose Lumumba and what he stood for. On September 5, 1960, President Kasavubu dismissed Lumumba, a move backed by the CIA, which had provided funding aimed at bolstering anti-Lumumba efforts. Despite Lumumba's attempts to secure UN protection, the CIA initiated direct assassination attempts as soon as he was dismissed, with the conspirators cooperating very closely with the CIA and their Belgian advisor friends to sell their country out to the US. Lumumba's capture and imprisonment was a coordinated effort between the CIA-supported Mobutu and Belgian-backed secessionists. He was taken to Thistle Prison, where he was...
Who is it for? You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
With Kalwada Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extend. Fight. I look at all the lovely people. Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. In a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that keeps in a jar by the door.
Well, as the conservative underground reports, Nancy Pelosi can't seem to keep her story straight on her role in the Democrat elite's coup against Joe Biden. And that's, of course, because it's a totally fabricated story. Pelosi recently told Democrat elite allies that Biden was such an efficient commander-in-chief, he should be added to Mount Rushmore. Now she completely flip-flopped on her stance about the aging Democrat president. Said she'd been dissatisfied with Biden's campaign long before it decided to drop out, which actually happened because the body double dropped dead. He's now known as 4 inches taller. It was very clear last night when he gave the speech. There was Jill, regal in her hypocrisy. She's one of the greatest frauds we have in the Democrat Party, extolling the virtues of her long-dead husband. The real Joe died in 2017. Now we have the fake Joe dying in 2024. And now we have the new Joe, 4 inches taller. Beebe has to look up to him, whereas before Beebe was taller than the Biden double. How bad is that? So, of course, Nancy can't keep straight how she convinced Joe to step down because she didn't do it. That's why we had the statement, not on White House stationery, and with a forged signature. It was all a monster fraud. But it's just par for the course for the Democrat Party. That's what they do. Meanwhile, Nate Silver warns Democrats getting over their skis with Kamala Harris. Election forecaster Nate Silver joined Megyn Kelly in her podcast to go over the state of the race. Since taking her place at the top of the ticket, Harris has shot to the lead nationally in many of the swing states. Here's a quick report. Has Harris in Pennsylvania by 5. Harris in Michigan by 2. Harris in Wisconsin by 5. Harris in North Carolina by 2. Looking good. But he warns that she benefits from a coordinated effort by the media to portray her as an historic figure that descended from the heavens to rescue American politics from the gentrocracy of Joe Biden and Donald Trump. By the way, a new report I'll have in tomorrow shows that the media coverage of Harris has been 85% positive, of Donald Trump, 89% negative. In other words, the media is doing everything it can to manipulate the outcome here. A surprise coming from Alvin Bragg. I'm fascinated by this. I can't imagine what induced him. Alvin Bragg is no longer going to impose the motion by the Trump attorney to put off the sentencing until after the election. Alvin Bragg has deferred the decision of postponing Trump's sentencing request to Judge Mershon. The entire case is election interference. No decision should be made until after the election. Well, here, to my astonishment, Alvin Bragg is conceding that maybe sentencing after the election would be appropriate. Meanwhile, Dave Hodges is reporting irrefutable proof Trump is winning in a landslide. Here he's got two images that Donald Trump hated for expressing the truth, and then of Elon Musk hated for letting the truth be told.
So there's this new breakfast hack that helps people lose weight.
Yep, you got commercials no matter where you go.
Hey, guys.
This is another one from Donald Jr. Can we get to Dave Hodges? There he is.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. And to our friends around the world, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'd ask that you'd share far and wide. We got to wake up a lot of people, and we really have, I don't know how much time we have left, but I'll put a ceiling on it. We've got 83 days. That's our ceiling. But it could all come crashing down sooner than that. And speaking of crashing, 63 banks in trouble, but the feds won't tell you what they are because you might take your money out to protect yourself. No, can't have that because they own your money. Dodd-Frank 2010 says when you put it in the bank, your retirement's connected with the bank. They control it. You say, really? Yeah. Well, how about this? Gold is supposed to, I just read these projections yesterday and today, and I sleep better at night. You will too. Go to Dave Hodges. I said I thought Trump Musk interview might reach 100 million. I was so wrong. I'm going to give you the numbers. And then we're going to break it down for you demographically. Now, let me step aside just for a second before we get into this.
He appears to be talking about the interview with Elon Musk and Donald Trump, which garnered, I don't know, over a billion hits. Meanwhile, Kevin Barrett has a nice satirical piece about the shooting in Butler. Bullet that Nick Trump's ear found on stretcher at Parkland Memorial Hospital. Now, I agree, Trump wasn't actually hit in the ear. I agree that Trump was involved in flipping the script. That's where perhaps Kevin and I disagree. because it's increasingly obvious to me that there was a real plot to assassinate Trump, that Trump was able to flip the script. And the fact the FBI, the Secret Service, unwilling to release their records, it's because they would have revealed that they were complicit in allowing Trump to be taken out, maybe having a very active role. Meanwhile, ex-bands Naomi Wolf, after an interview with Alex Jones exposing multiple White House coups currently underway. What is going on here? Even with Elon Musk at the helm, X is still censoring people, including Naomi Wolf, who was dropped from the social media platform following a powerful interview with Alex Jones. After Wolf revealed to Jones, and I'm a big fan of her, that there are multiple coups going on at the White House, X decided to axe Wolf from the platform. According to InfoWars, Musk is not to blame, but others, moles, still in his organization who have yet to be purged. Wolf wrote a piece that InfoWars published explaining how it all went down. What she sees happening inside the White House as warring factions fight to the death for power was aired to viewers, revealing the political turmoil happening behind closed doors. I explained to Mr. Jones that to me it looked as if there were at least two coups underway at the White House, possibly three. Clearly, the Harris team has taken out a play of the Biden team, and now with a bizarre interview in which Nancy Pelosi was distancing herself from President Biden, it appears that the Schumer-Pelosi-Obama team is distancing themselves from and gunning metaphorically for the Biden and Harris teams. Shortly after the assassination attempt on Trump, she wrote a piece on her Substack warning about one of the coups. She explained the Biden crime family is likely behind it and that fishy business was behind Joe Biden's strange resignation. The letter of resignation President Biden posted on Twitter did not have FEC disclaimers required by law by candidates. And I warn, the auto pen signature looked different from the signature on the letter. Absolutely right. Pelosi later agreed the letter didn't sound like Biden, suggesting someone else is in charge while Biden simply acts as a figurehead. No, no, no. He died and he's been replaced. You'd think Naomi would have sorted that out already. It's obvious to anyone who's paying attention. Meanwhile, to reveal how it's actually going on the campaign trail, Harris campaign event in North Carolina, dozens show up, dozens. The media construct around the political campaign of Kamala Harris took a big hit today when Harris held a campaign event in Raleigh, North Carolina, but did not have a big name music star to bring in the crowd. As a result, only a few dozen supporters showed up. Here, the preliminary economic plan of Kamala Harris. This, of course, fits with Dave Hodges' observation that Trump appears to be way ahead by a landslide. The official crowd size was listed at 109 participants, including media, as Kamala read from a teleprompter at the event. She has pledged price controls for groceries, which will drive up the price of groceries. Pledged $25,000 down payment assistance for first-time home buyers, which will drive up the price of housing. And pledged to use taxpayer fund to build 5 million residential housing units for low-income illegal aliens. 5 million housing units for illegals. How do you like that? Meanwhile, Washington Post busts Kamala in a glorious op-ed linking communists with her proposed price controls. Kamala finally came out with a policy position. Her prior one was she swiped from her opponent, former President Trump, no tax on tips. Her new policy was going after price gouging by corporations, saying she'd crack down on excessive prices and excessive profits. What qualifies as excessive? This smacks of the Soviet Union and communism, in addition to being truly bad policy. in the U.S., the government doesn't control or dictate private companies. What's pretty funny is that the Washington Post itself recognizes this too in an op-ed entitled, "When Your Opponent Calls You Communist, Maybe Don't Propose Price Controls." Nice. Meanwhile, Kamala was fuming when her former mentor and lover revealed this awful truth about her. 90-year-old Willie Brown was one of the power brokers in California politics for decades. He served as Speaker of the State Assembly for 14 years before he became the powerful mayor of San Francisco. He helped launch the political career of Vice President Kamala Harris when she carried on a very public affair with him in the mid-90s. Harris was 29, and the married Brown was 60 at the time. She launched her political career when she ran for San Francisco District Attorney in 2003 and beat an incumbent who was investigating Brown with the backing of his political network. Brown faced multiple investigations but was never charged. Harris, then a low-level prosecutor, received appointment to the California Unemployment Insurance Appeal Board and then to the Medical Assistance Commission by Brown. Those two lucrative positions paid her far more than her job as a prosecutor, where she somehow managed to overlook the investigation and prosecution of her lover and mentor. Meanwhile, can you believe this? Kamala Harris's website has 9 different pronoun settings for interested applicants. Or they can write in their own weird pronouns. I'm telling you, this is bizarre beyond belief. But count on it. Typical of the Kamala Harris airhead, the extreme leftist fanatic. Clearly absurd. Applicants can select from the more mainstream she, him, she, her, and they, them pronouns and choose less conventional gender neutral option, including Zerd. Zai, her, I am, and her, who, indicating a person who wants to emphasize their humanity over their gender, and for, which indicates a person is fluid between multiple genders, but not masculine genders, are also presented as options. She's a loon. She's a moron. She's a loon. Here Dave Hodges asks, is it possible to pick stupid before November? Here's a meme. Democrats screaming vote for Kamala because she's a woman. Yet they can't define what a woman is. Dave Hodges got it right. Meanwhile, we have more to report here about exactly what's going on. But as occasionally occurs, my website is blocked while I'm being asked to verify gaining access. How bad is this? It's happening. Happening all too often when I'm right here with you on the air. Believe me, bad things are going on now in Chicago. It's going to get a whole lot worse. Am I going to get the call or not? Not at all clear I'm even going to get a call. Let me guarantee for you, there's a whole lot taking place. I'll pull up further stories for discussion. Meanwhile, we're worried about what's happening in Ukraine. Well, worry about what's going on in Chicago. Meanwhile, the New York Times, deploying on U.S. soil, Trump would use soldiers against riots, crime, and migrants. You're hearing a certain amount of this from left-wing sources. Trump apparently has suggested he could use the Insurrection Act to circumvent posse comitatus, which declares that you cannot use police forces in order to perform law enforcement functions. Patrick J. McShay has, of course, been emphasizing the differences in their platforms. And in fact, when you look at the Republican platform, it's very reasonable. But even to this day, there is no Kamala platform. The They're old remnants of a Biden platform, but not of a Kamala platform, because it would be so outrageous. People would be puking over the real Kamala platform. Meanwhile, to make clear our commitment to offer the American people, the 2024 GOP platform, Make America Great Again, includes seal the border, stop the migrant invasion, carry out the largest deportation operation in American history, end inflation, make America affordable again, make America the dominant energy producer in the world by far, stop outsourcing, turn the U.S. into a manufacturing powerhouse, large tax cut for workers and no tax on tips, defend our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our fundamental freedom, including freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the right to keep and bear arms. The Democrats are resurrecting assault weapon bans when the Supreme Court has already ruled that assault weapons cannot be banned. Real bona fide assault weapons, of course, are actually automatic. They have long been banned.
But what's going on here? Important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA. They're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like hemp paste. Hemp paste contains the entire plant, minus any stem. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much something I read your history, people. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours. Tomorrow's Friday. The end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? Government is out to make you and I pay for it. Savings survive a global banking wipeout. What happens when the U.S. You survive the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market and bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation and the destruction of the and the balanced protection of your portfolio. As the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profit you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMontreprecious Metals.com for regarding protecting your wealth, or call me, Jeffrey, 602-799-8214. LTD@cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Well, the Trump campaign has an ad up in battleground states that hits Kamala on the economy. Here it is.
Trump, and I approve this
message. The alarming spike in inflation soaring to its highest level in nearly 40 years.
That is called Bidenomics.
Gas prices rose again today, reaching a new all-time high.
We're still dealing with inflation, and we've got super high interest rates at the same time.
Bidenomics is working.
Two-thirds of Americans are just struggling to make ends meet.
And this comes after Friday's jobs report showing a spike in unemployment.
And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Yep, very proud of Bidenomics. That's the number one issue on the public mind. Meanwhile, all of Kamala Harris's rallies look like this now. Why? Because they're being photoshopped. They're being AI generated to make it look like they're giant crowds when hardly anyone cares about Kamala Harris. I've told you before the 2020 election, Kamala and Joe made a remarkable, unusual, rare joint appearance, and nobody came. Meanwhile, Kamala promises to abolish ICE, welcome unlimited illegal immigrants into America. Sad to say, a court of appeals has rejected a challenge to California's vote-by-mail system, which virtually guarantees California will remain blue. Meanwhile, Arizona wants to make an unofficial border crossings a state crime. A good move. Since the federal government is not enforcing federal laws, let Arizona pass its own and enforce them to block the illegals. Barnard faces a backlash for deleting the post of a student holding an Arab Lit quarterly. This is embarrassingly bad. I had a very serious girlfriend, fiance, when I was in graduate school, who graduated from Barnard, a good school. I'm shocked that they would delete a post of a student holding the Arab Lit quarterly. Here it is. I'm looking at the image. Very, very bad move by Barnard. Meanwhile, I may have mentioned yesterday, Supreme Court has rejected Biden's Title IX push to allow men in women's spaces, which is a very good thing. A major development, and almost unbelievable, the BOE has launched a bond DEI scheme. This is not a joke, reports Zero Hedge. As the amount of safe assets held by the Federal Reserve, such as gold, tender notes, government and commercial bills, has fallen in relation to the size of its balance sheet, the purchasing power of the dollar has been relentlessly diminished, observes Simon White. Thus, a background, the DEI bond market will kill us slowly. Western currencies on the path to permanent debasement. Why central bank balance sheets matters. The BOE's move now, they're normalizing the deterioration of their balance sheets. How bad is this? The analysis and commentary written was produced by Bloomberg macro analyst Simon White's excellent piece on Zero Hedge entitled Western Currencies on a Path of Secular and Permanent Debasement. We'll be right back and we'll take your calls.
Broadcast.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
Yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. The dancing Israelis,
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 20th day of August, 2024. So much going on in the world where I take your calls. Let me call, first of all, JP in Chicago. JP, I wanted you to call in. Tell us what's going on. Give us your latest report, JP.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Jim. Mayor Johnson's got things under control so far, because they got the Secret Service there, National Guard. They're putting up a second fence. As you remember, on the first day, they broke that first fence and they were getting in there. But the cops there, they look pretty tough. They look like the Brute Squad. They had billy clubs and they pushed the rioters back. So they seem pretty tame. But, you know, there's been 26 shootings and 6 KIA since the beginning of this. And so we're in the second day of the DNC. And when I say DNC, Jim, it sounds like an STD. You know, it's just everything bad about it.
I know.
But I remember, you know, back in those days, we got to know our history. And I had to go back and study. I looked up an article from New York Times of the 1968 riots in Chicago. And this was before I was born, but I know my family had to flee Inglewood, which is now the murder capital of the city. But in this article, it mentioned that the whole west side of Chicago was burned down, and it was right after Martin Luther King's assassination. Also, they mentioned, you know, these commie tribal members, you know, who they are, the Yippers, they call them, Reuben, short for Rubenstein and Hoffman. They're the main protagonists. And back then, though, the difference is we didn't have a commie progressive, you know, BS mayor like we Johnson today. We had Mayor Daley. And Mayor Daley was pro-cop. He was pro, you know, back during the Democrats, when they were strong back then, you know. They're for working class people and people that made enough money to make a living. And the middle class was big back then, so they got a lot of support. But the police cracked down on them, and that led to a backlash because the police went overboard, and the blacks burned half the city down. So you mentioned something earlier, and I wanted to bring this to point. You mentioned how the Palestinians might be used as scapegoats. And according to some of the remote viewing from the Hawaiian Algar team, they seen bombs and smoke during the Democratic Convention as an event. So it's possible this could be used as a false flag to blame the Palestinians, because they seem pretty meek compared to the blacks in 1968. In 1968, they had the city burned down. Here, they knocked down one fence. So you might be right about that, Jim. They could be used as scapegoats in this one.
Yeah, very good, JP. I want you to keep filling us in. Anything else you've noticed? Have you been tuning in to the convention? Have you been watching its broadcast? Can you tell whether it's packed or half empty? Does any of that come through to you? Go ahead.
I was going to say, it looks empty. It looks like a lot of seats empty. I have to use a barf bag when I listen to that, like what Dick Durbin came on. These people are literally anti-American. Dick Durbin, and a lot of these guys were the ones that went after January 6th. And You know, he's one of them. He's one of them, and he wants to put these foreigners in the military. He wants to put foreigners as cops. He's the one pushing this legislation, and he's up there talking about how free it is. And then Hillary Clinton, she looked like she's been drinking baby's blood. Honestly, she's got a
Yeah. That occurred to me. I was actually doing a commentary, and I said Hillary looked like she'd had some cosmetic surgery, but also drinking adrenochrome. I agree. I think both are the case.
And you're so much in on Harvey.
Yeah.
Also, the death,
yeah, he's very fast, but
president.
Go ahead.
The death of the president is important because that makes Kamala president. That makes Kamala the 47th. She's by default the president right now.
Yes.
So if they could pull a false flag, send us into war, she's in got full control of the ship. And who's controlling her? Emhoff.
JP, Biden died. He's dead. The fake Biden is dead. They could have moved her up right then. Instead, they brought in another fake Biden who's 4 inches taller. So why did they do that? See, because they could have moved Kamala up right then and had this claim to have the first black president. It would have been all semi-legit if you didn't know the real story that she was replacing a body double for the real Joe. Why do you think they did that, JP? Yeah.
Now this was important. Jim Jordan and the House Committee on impeaching Joe Biden came out with their conclusion that Joe Biden was during his vice presidency working with the Chinese. He's working with Burisma, Ukraine. He was doing all this illegal, and he doesn't have protection under the Supreme Court ruling now because he was VP at the time. So they came out with this today or yesterday. But it's a mute point because he's already stepping down. In my book, I think they're going to keep Kamala in as a closer. They're going to pull some false flags. They're going to push us into war in the Middle East. And I'm sticking with that, Jim. I think that's their game plan. If we could stop it with Trump, the hope we got.
Yeah, this is a 300-page devastating indictment of Joe and the entire Biden crime family. And that's going back to the real Joe. We're not talking about these fake body doubles. We're talking about the real Joe and the whole crime family, including his brothers and his son and all their associates. JP, keep us posted. You call tomorrow for sure and give us an update. I appreciate this greatly. Cynthia in California, join the conversation. Welcome back.
Well, I heard the most interesting interview by Paul Preston from the New California State Movement. He was explaining that California joined the Union in 1849 by having a constitution that was consistent with the constitutional requirements to join. Then in the 1870s, they changed their constitution. And he said, in effect, they actually seceded. They actually were not a legitimate state anymore. Under our republic. So I think that would be a very interesting interview for you for your Revolution Radio.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan, Cynthia, Paul Preston. I think he's a wonderful guy. You know, I've got an interview with him with Sophia Smallstorm in the book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, because Paul was disturbed by what he saw coming from Newtown that day. And reached out to his contacts in the Obama Department of Education, all of whom confirmed to him it had been a drill, no children had been harmed, and it was done to promote gun control. That's right in the book. That's one of the reasons they want to ban it. That's as close as you're going to come to the Obama admin admitting that this was all a fraud. So I like Paul Preston. He's a hero of mine. I'd be glad to have him on. Thank you for the idea. I like it, Cynthia. I like it. Tell me more.
Okay. Can I mention that that Lloyd Brunson has a video out where he said that $9 trillion was counterfeited by the usual suspects and sent out to foreign entities. And I suspect that's what's being laundered back into the United States and being used to fund all the illegals.
Ah.
It is a major federal crime to counterfeit funds.
Of course.
And to damage
of course.
Money. And it may even carry the death penalty. So,
this very interesting point. Yeah, no, I like your suggestion and your observation. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I mean, it's like the Israelis buy up all our politicians using our own taxpayer money. I mean, how grotesque is that?
Except they may have received counterfeit money.
And they. Listen, Cynthia, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Totally reasonable hypothesis. I like it. Very, very interesting. A final thought?
If anybody knows any of those Palestinians, anti-Israel protesters, ask them to use the petitions at reclaimingtherepublic.org to get us out of the UN and out of NATO.
Right.
Because those participating in those organizations damages our sovereignty and is not permitted under the Constitution. They'd be doing us a really big favor. And then the UN can follow through with their efforts to shut Israel down without the USA being there to veto it.
What, were you the first to mention to me Dr. Rima Liebau's 10 million Patriot challenge to get the U.S. out of the U.N.? I mean, she's right all over this, you know, and I support her 100%.
No, I don't know where I heard from that first, but I didn't bring it to you. I think she's a wonderful person, and I'm glad she's doing this.
Yeah, me too. Me too, Cynthia. Thank you for the call. Look forward to your next. Tom in Florida. Tom. Why do they have Michelle out there? She looks awful, absolutely awful. I wish you could see this. It's very obvious. This is a man with very saggy breasts. She's not dressed up to the nines. She doesn't even look much like a woman at all. And she doesn't even seem to be wearing her wig. Tom, what's going on here?
Well, Big Mike without a wig, you can tell it's a man. She's absolutely a man, positively a man.
No.
Barack Hussein Obama was a homosexual all the way. Even there was proof of that years ago. So we know this is a giant cabal, killer Kamala Harris. But, you know, Jim, let's go to J.B. made some good points, but I think I disagree with J.B. I think there is going to be a massive problem over there in that Chicago. Because right now, I see these protesters already getting really antsy, and I think they're going to do something crazy here in the next day or so. So let's just sit back and watch it all unfold. But you remember what Kamala was saying was, we won, Joe. We won, Jews. I mean, we won, Joe. We won, Jews. What is this? This is all a giant stage, giant Hollywood production cabal. And the last election was stolen from Trump, as we all know. And Kamala was the first thing out of her mouth. We won. But you really want to say, we won, Jews. We won, Jews. You are running the show, Jews. That's what you really wanted to say. So this guy was, like you said, he's dead. I think he's a zombie up there. I don't know what the hell is this. But, you know, Jim, watching some of this nonsense play out, and I've seen these Christians marching with these Jews, and, you know, it's one thing, you know, there's some great Jews. I always say that. There's some wonderful Jews. I have none but respect for, I like what Michael Savage goes on in an attack on Jews, and he's a Jew. Well, I think he does good, but, you know, watching this whole thing play out, and these dummies are voting for a woman. What is the abortions done to the black community? I would like for Lawrence from Ohio to call in. Does that help the black women? I mean, they're 8% of the population, and their men are 5%. And right after this election, I mean, this convention is over, I hope JB or Jerry call in. There are going to be another 32 shots over the weekend. Last weekend, they had 32 shots in Chicago. Jim, before the convention, 32 shots in Chicago. What's going to happen this weekend coming up after the convention?
Well,
it's
going to happen this week. It's going to happen today, tomorrow, Tom. They can't put it off any longer. They got to do it now. It's now or never.
Well, Jim, you know, the main reason I really called the show, though, this is really on my call. When I think of this filthy, dirty, black Irish bastard, always invoking his son, Bo's name, while his son Hunter is screwing her, getting her crack, turning her into a crack whore, the sister of Bo Biden, his daughter-in-law, okay?
Yeah.
This Hunter Biden was buying her crack cocaine. She said she'd only have sex with Hunter unless he went and got her crack cocaine. Now, here's the main reason I called the show, though. When I hear this dirty, rotten Irish bastard talk about Charlottesville why he ran for president.
But Tom, it's a body double. It's all politics. This isn't the real Joe Biden. You know that, right?
Yes. Okay. See, but here I'm talking about the narrative, Jim. The narrative is dirty demon rats. The demon rats always throw out when this guy last night was giving this pick, whoever this guy is. Oh, Charlottesville's why I ran for president, because I had a clear-class plan all that. And I say to myself, you dirty Irish bastard, you allowed Philadelphia, the Black Panthers, to stand there and only let white people go vote. The Black Panthers were out in the polls in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, and they couldn't even vote in 2016 with Hillary. And you got this dirty rat bastard talking about the one woman got killed at Charlottesville. How many white men got killed in the Black Lives Matter rioting and all the Antifa? Who's kidding who here? Business has burnt into billions of dollars. And you got this kosher media lying your filthy ass off about Joe Biden, my hero, and all the minorities got stood up to Charlottesville.
Tom, I think hang on a second. Tom, I think everything the Democrats are doing is fake. I mean, we know they got these stage rallies. We know the only way she draws a crowd is if there's a popular musician, so people come in for the concert and she piggybacks. So when she doesn't have a musician, there's nobody there. I'm getting multiple reports that the convention is actually half empty, but what we see on television is just packed to the gills. I think they're perpetrating a Hollywood-style fraud across the board in every aspect. What do you think?
Correct. I think you're 100% correct or more. 150 times correct. When she brings Megan Thee Stallion out there shit twerking and tweeting, what kind of nonsense, what kind of decadence and decay have we turned into? This country's been turned into decadent decay nonsense. It's pitiful what happened to our country, and I watch these morons and some lily white. White trash young kids are voting for this crap. They're demising their country. These New England imbeciles. It's disgusting, Jim. But I got to say, when I watch this presentation by this kosher media who are Marxist communist Bolsheviks, I say, man, I'll tell you what, the mind control that they're putting on the public, it's super powerful, man. It's like a new laser they got out or something. I don't know.
Tom, what do you think about Klaus Schwab saying we're going to have a series of shock events before the 2024 election?
I think he should be hung with a rope like Barbara Spector. I think they should hang people. You actually have to start hanging. I think hanging the rope, bring the rope back out, you need to hang these people. Look what's going on in England. The King of England is allowing his country to be annihilated. The most popular name in London is Mohammed. Go figure that one out. They're not even making the white English women are barely having kids. The Muslims coming here, they're having four babies per birthing woman, like Lauren was saying from Ohio. The white people don't even want to breed because they've been brainwashed by all the guilt they have with this nut. Shoes have been put on us for the last 80 years. The filthy rats, the demon rats, the dirty rats, the filthy cabalists. That's what they are. They're dark angels, and they're all going to hell with a pitchfork shoved right up their ass. That's where they're going. That's my opinion. That's what I got to say about that. Now, you want to ask me another opinion about Hollywood? Look at everyone that's running Hollywood, Jim. Name every one of the producers. Weinstein, Epstein, Katzenberg.
We all know Hollywood is run by the Jews. That's not a secret. They even boast about it, Tom.
Well, Thomas L. Edison didn't make the movie projector for them to get that power. He wasn't no Jew. Edison wasn't no Jew.
Give me a final thought, because we're going to hit a break. Give me a final thought.
Well, my final thought is what's going to happen at this convention is going to bring the demon rats even further down into the depths of hell. And I think Trump's going to win this election. But I have to say, they're going to throw the kitchen sink at Trump. But I think Trump and the Christians are going to unite behind Trump, because I think right now something major is going to happen with these demon rats. And this guy, Walt, they're wanting abortion all out. And I mean, the whole thing is nothing about murder with the Democrats. They're all murder. Look at Hillary. How many people have died because of Hillary? I mean, this whole thing is a giant monstrosity that we have got to resolve. We're going to lose the country. It's going to unravel.
There's something weird with Michelle being down there dressed so dowdy. Her size is obviously gargantuan. She doesn't look like a woman. She looks like a man with sagging breasts. It's very strange, Tom. I have a friend who was a stuntman in Hollywood and made commercials. He says he thinks there's a commercial campaign going to promote Michelle as a tranny, that the Democrats may want to run as a tranny and be proud of it.
Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Frank Marshall Davis is the father of Obama, and look at how his mother was a hoe. Obama's mother was a hoe. That's all I got to say.
All that. Ring-a-ding-ding. So, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Tom. We'll be right back.
Evo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, we'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Podcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Let's continue with Paul in New Jersey. Paul, you're a thoughtful guy. What the hell's going on at the DNC?
I'm not really paying attention to it. I don't really have an antenna for that.
Okay, but do
anyway,
whatever.
A few points.
Yeah.
For one, since one of the earlier callers mentioned Dick Durbin, we should remember Dick Durbin did not attend Benjamin Netanyahu's speech when he spoke in front of our government a few weeks ago.
Good for him.
You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah.
And we should remember that about 11 of the people who did not attend, it included Bernie Sanders, Pelosi, Kamala Harris, et cetera. And, of course, they're playing up to their Muslim voters. But still, that is still the right thing to do anyway, because he is a genocidal killer, and he's just a, you know, he did 9/11. So please, yeah. Fellas. And by the way, the only Republican who didn't attend that day was the great congressman from Kentucky, Thomas Massie. I'd like
Jim,
to remind that.
40 minutes, and I'll call you.
Keep going.
Now, you had a caller yesterday mention NAFTA, and he tried to pin it all on President Clinton. Well, I went through the voting records on that, and in November 1993, NAFTA was passed. And in the House, we find that among the Republicans, there was about a 4-1 majority for NAFTA with 132 ayes to 43 nays. Among the Democrats, we had about two-thirds dissenting. We had 102 ayes to 156 nays. So really, NAFTA was a Republican bill. It was passed because of the Republicans, and because those Republicans of the day, they're basically globalists, and Clinton being globalist, Clinton signed it. We should also remember that NAFTA was promoted by the bloated Republican bombast Rush Limbaugh. He supported NAFTA, and all the Republicans at the time got all worked up and into it, and they thought it was a great idea. Not me. I was a registered Republican back then. I voted for Ross Perot. So don't blame me for NAFTA.
Paul, I like all that. What in the world was Rush doing supporting NAFTA? You would think he was such a brilliant guy. What the hell fooled him?
Well, Rush Limbaugh is a disgusting capitalist pig. That's all. Just look at the man. He married four white women, not a baby out of either of them. He's just a degenerate. Really piece of garbage. Talk about being Mr. Conservative. Here he is. Okay. He marries four women. Doesn't get one of them pregnant.
Got it. Right?
And by the way, I would remind people this, you know, Republicans go around all the time talking about liberty and freedom. Let's remember about Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump, in his 4-year period of time, he ran up the national debt $7.8 trillion in 4 years. Now, listen, I looked up the record yesterday. Did Donald Trump veto any of these spending packages? From what I saw, Donald Trump used about 11 vetoes during his tenure. And from the looks of it, all his vetoes had to do with, oh, don't sell these weapons here. It was all military related. Don't sell these guys these weapons here. It was never overspending. So the Trump voters out there, you need to remember that saying by Einstein, and that is, if you were expecting a different result from, you know, doing the same thing, you're not going to get a different result. Donald Trump will probably, if he gets elected, he'll do what, by the way, Joe Biden's doing the same thing right now. He's running up the debt about $8 trillion, $7 trillion. And Trump is going to be rewarded if he's elected in November, and he's going to do the same thing. By the way,
so this
Kamala
is
Harris,
so Paul,
he'll do the
so
same
Paul. Thing. So, Paul, you're encouraging us to vote for Kamala and this guy from Minnesota, right? That's your recommendation?
Not at all. I personally will be voting because I think the problem with the system is we have to step out of the system. And we know how many disaffected white guys out there are on this network, like Mike Gaty, all these other talk show hosts on this network. They say they're not going to vote. I vote. I always vote. And I'm going to write in Congressman Thomas Massie because I think
he has
the best character of
all
the people in the government. And if more people did this, now listen, let's say people followed my lead and we got 20 million people who voted for Thomas Massie in November. Do you understand the effect that could have on Trump or other unemployed Republicans if they learned when they're unemployed and the future politicians that, gee, there's a big anti-Israel league out there and want responsible spending out there. Maybe I should fashion...
Paul, good. Good stuff, Paul. Thomas Massey, thank you for that, Paul. Excellent call, my friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll be right back.
Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All alone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A five-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Chance in West Virginia. Welcome back, Chance. What's on your mind today?
Hello, gentlemen, Jimbo. You can bet that Maryam Adelson will get every penny's worth of her investment in the Trumpy bear. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
I do.
And did I hear you Did I hear you mention before Klaus Schwab and his Schwab kebabs?
Yeah. Klaus says we're going to have a series of stunning events before the 2024 election, an era of shock events, he calls it.
Oh, that's what he said, huh? I don't know if you heard about this one, Jimbo. Yesterday, the author and journalist, Richard Medhurst, was arrested and detained for 24 hours before he boarded a plane in England. Have you heard about that?
Tell us.
He was accused of terrorism, Jimbo.
For what? Reporting on the protests by against the illegals in England?
Well, I guess that's what they call terrorism nowadays. It's coming to a neighborhood near us, I would imagine.
It is.
Well,
it is.
I just wondered if you heard about Richard Medhurst.
Well, I don't know that I had specifically. I heard some about journalists being arrested there, but, you know, I'm glad you bring it up.
Detained.
Tell us more. Give us more chance.
He was detained for 24 hours, accused of being a terrorist, and he couldn't make a phone call to his family or friends for 15 hours.
Yeah.
Well, in other words, they're cranking it up there in full gear over in good old jolly England. And that tells me... Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. And that tells me... Go ahead.
Yeah, that tells me it's going to be coming here, too, soon. They're going to bring that over here, too. You can count on that.
Think of the poor families who didn't have any idea where he was for 15 hours. I mean, that would drive them up the wall. They'd be so worried, so anxious. Terrible. That's just disgusting.
Well, this crap started with the Bushy Boys, didn't it? Back in the Bushy Boys, remember? I think you remember Cat Stevens, the musician? He became a Muslim, and they detained him also, accused him of being a terrorist. You remember that?
Yeah, vaguely, yeah. Your memory's more clear than mine, but yeah.
Well, it's coming here. So Marianne Madelson, she made a good investment. Huh? What do you think?
I think so.
I was right.
I think you got it right.
Screw all these candidates. They're worth shit, all of them. All right, thank you for taking my call, Jim.
Glad you called. Phil in Florida. Phil, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. Thanks. I'm hoping we talk a little bit about this. I've mentioned to you before that I was a founding member of Colonel Bob Bowman's chapter in Veterans for Peace and served as his co-chair for 05 to 16, and I want to share some of my experience with the on-the-ground protest and the divisiveness between left and right.
Sure.
And it relates to what we're seeing today and going back a while, and, you know, right now, and the use of language, which is your thing, the people protesting... You know, at least the central theme of the protesting is against U.S. Funding, arming, and political support going to Israel for their genocide of the Palestinians, you see? And the way that's been worded on television, and I hear it in some of your callers who watch television, and... you know, we parrot things we don't even realize we are in the echo chamber. Pro-Hamas, anti-Israel. No, they're anti-genocide, you know, especially with U.S. support. And we need to keep a focus on that. And I know you do. I can hear it in your feedback to the callers. But we got involved in... 2004-05 with the anti-war movement when it was the Republicans, Junior Bush and Cheney, and we went through the Veterans for Peace and the anti-war movement all through those two terms, you see, and you know, I learned a lot, Jim, you know, because then in 08 all the way through 16 was two terms of the Democrat Obama. Meanwhile, the wars continued unabated. And the security state grew and grew and grew to what it is right now. You know, the difference between 68 and now, you know, they got the whole city of Chicago fenced up and cops everywhere and security cameras and tanks. And, you know, it ain't like 68 when the people used the Constitution, the First Amendment, you know, to free assembly, to protest our government, for redress of grievances. You know, it was very clear then that the government, according to the Constitution, serves the people, you know, and the people are the boss. But when you got the government fencing off the whole daggone city and around the people's house and the representatives in D.C., you know, and you got free speech zones. I remember that, you know, we were back in, what's his name, Kerry, you know, reporting for duty in 04 to stop the war, you know, and in Boston, they actually had a free speech zone. You know, and now the American people have accepted that. But I want to say one more thing with this left-right. You know, when Bob was member of Vets for Peace, and you know him well or knew him well from the 9/11 truth, he could have been out front. But because he was questioning the justification for these wars, you know, the 9/11 fairy tale, the left threw him under the bus. But when here's the other thing. When Obama took office in 2009, the baton switched from the Republican to the Democrat, and, you know, and more than half the anti-war people disappeared because they had their guy in. Bob Bowman, on April 19th, the day that the Oath Keepers started, he went and gave speeches in Florida, and he tried to bring the left and right together and say, look, our common goal is to stop these illegal wars. You know, just put the other stuff, agree to disagree. But as veterans, we're going to, you know, let's do this main mission here. You know, and you knew in the military yourself, Jim, you know, you're in with guys that you wouldn't associate with if you hadn't been in their unit together with them, you know. You all focus on the primary mission, and you leave all the rest aside. And here you got the protesting going on in Chicago, and yeah, you got the gays and the LBQs, and you got the communists and all that. But we are so divided by team, we defeat ourselves by not coming together on the common, you know, there's strength in numbers, and we defeat ourselves because we find something we can disagree on, and we throw the baby out with the bathwater. And what's his name? Chance from West Virginia just mentioned Robert Medhurst, Richard Medhurst, you know, and you can find that story, Caitlin Johnstone's Substack page, a great journalist, her post yesterday, Israel's Shared Values with the West. And she writes this, Jim. She writes, vote or don't vote in whatever way you want. No matter who you vote for, you'll get tyranny and war and genocide. Vote for Harris, you'll get tyranny, war, genocide. Vote for Trump, you'll get tyranny. And I've got a point to this. Vote for Kennedy, you'll get tyranny, war, and genocide. Don't want tyranny, war, and genocide. Go ahead, blah, blah, blah. Tyranny, war, and genocide is all you get to elect. So vote however you want or whatever. You know, there are no answers in electoral politics. We're the answer. That doesn't mean there are no answers. It just means you don't live in a free society where power is held to account by the electorate. And that was 1968.
Yeah.
You know, and the other fella that spoke earlier, JP, he mentioned, you know, that the blacks burnt down the half of the city after the crackdown. It wasn't the ones who were showing up to protest the Democrat support for Vietnam, you know. So they were doing their thing, and you know damn well about COINTELPRO, boy, you know, that's as old as time, and we certainly saw it in the anti-war movement. You know, you got to be smart. You got to keep your eye on the prize. And we all of us know this, Jim. All of the listeners know this. When it's not election season, we're talking like this, and we fall into the same damn thing every time, and it's happening again. You know, so I appreciate you letting me rant.
This has been an excellent call, Phil. I greatly appreciate it. I think you made a lot of things very, very clear. I like the call. I look forward to our next conversation. Go ahead, Phil.
Me too. One other thing, as far as being active, being the answers ourselves, you know, I'm a real pusher of the old-fashioned hand bill, and I'm going to suggest folks go to ifamericansknew.org. KNEW, Allison Weir's organization, and they've got some great flyers on their facts and flyers page there, and they're free downloads, Jim. You print them off your own computer, you keep a stack on the front seat of your car, you throw them in the repaid, you know, the junk mail return envelopes, you know, and you drop them in doctor's offices or whatever. We're the answer. We're not going to elect ourselves out of this stuff. You know that. And so do the damn callers. They all, when it ain't election season, they know that. You can hear it in the calls, you know.
Phil, thank you. This has been an excellent call, Phil. I greatly appreciate it. I look forward to our next conversation. You got it. Alexander in Canada. Join the conversation, Alexander.
So, like couple of points. You sir, the people today are becoming more aggressive towards, like, the people in the government are becoming more aggressive towards the people, because more and more people are finding out the truth through social media and TikTok. But unlike the people in the 1960s, they didn't have that, or they were and they didn't do much about what was happening in Vietnam and so on. But see, so people way more people today know like what's happening in Palestine, Iraq, and so on. So now the establishment is getting more aggressive now, especially the Jewish establishment. And see, so you see what happened with the protests at the universities, like when they attacked the students at the universities, and you had Jewish organizations doing little inside jobs there, like to instigate problems and so on. I just want to also respond to what Dan from Washington said. He said that a lot of Indians are coming. There are a lot of Indians in the United States and Canada, like where I live. And Cesar, and that's true. And Cesar, these people are here legally. But the problem is that a lot of these people, they tend to sympathize with the people who come in illegally, especially the Indians who are here illegally. A lot of them here don't have any loyalty to the country. And Cesar, we have a lot of Indians in Canada here. They have a movement to replace the Canadian flag and some of the flag, because Canada is a member of the Commonwealth, and there's a lot of British looking a lot of the flags that resemble the UK flag. You have a lot of Indians in Canada that want to change that because it hurts their feelings. So these people come here and they have no loyalty to the country. So like Dan from Washington has a point that a lot of people who come in legally are causing problems as well.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
And see, so what do you think? What do you think is going to happen in response to the call made by Rick from Arizona? He said that Iran is not going to attack Israel. What do you think of that? Like, do you think he's right, or do you agree with that, or do you think they're going to wait after the election? Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, why is Iran still hasn't done anything now?
Well, Putin asked him not to, and he's given him a lot of defensive, like S-400s, and Israel's going to muck it up. I mean, they've overplayed their hand. I think the destruction of Israel is inevitable at this point in time. Iran is a very wise nation, and they're not going to do anything impulsively. And when they act, it will be decisive, in my opinion. And I think it's inevitable that they will be forced to act. So that's the best I can do for you, Alexander.
Go ahead.
No, I just want to say I appreciate your calls, but I can't give you the time frame. But Israel is on its last legs, in my opinion. Israel is not going to survive what they've done. They played their hand, and you know, they'd like to provoke even a war with Russia. They somehow think that could benefit Israel. I don't see that happening, but. Russia and Iran are more sophisticated militarily than their adversaries. And if you throw China into the mix, it's not even a close call.
And also, if you look at the record in Israel, Israel is now fighting among other Jews because they're now, they want to recruit Jews by force, especially the ones from the Orthodox community. They're telling them to recruit by force, and they're causing a lot of problems within each other.
Right.
Yeah. Like and a lot of Jewish people are leaving, as you mentioned a couple of days ago, from Israel.
Some irate Israeli may even assassinate Netanyahu. Frankly, that would not surprise me. He's been a monster. Alexander, thank you. I've got a couple other callers. Time is short.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. I appreciate your calls, Renee. Join the conversation, Renee. You're up.
Well, Paul made my day. I agree with him 100%, and Chance and Phil were excellent also. The thing is, as long as we stay stuck in this seesaw between Democrat and Republican, we're making the deep state very, very happy. They're killing themselves laughing at you, okay? It's like... still stuck in that right-left paradigm. They love that. I love what he said. Also, he really made my day when he did not like Rush Limbaugh. I hate that SOB, okay, because he was a hypocrite who believed in jailing other drug users while the whole time he was taking so much OxyContin he destroyed his own hearing. I didn't even know that was possible. Plus, he got caught with Viagra coming back from one of these kind of island places on a boys' trip, you know, that's known for sex trafficking. But the thing is, a lot of you men will go to extreme lengths to be apologists for morally bankrupt men if you kind of perceive them on your team. Okay, so let me say, I agree with him. That Massey guy has been heroic. I agree with that.
Yeah.
The thing is, we have to come face to face. You see, the right, they're real good at picking out where the left's thinking is flawed, but they never look in the mirror and go, you know that saying that they said, the CIA, we will know our disinfo campaign is a success when nothing the American people believe is true. They did not make an exemption for the right-wing thinking. They need to examine their own, too, because they're just as much a part of the problem.
Yeah, Renee, I'll bet you half the listeners here spent more time listening to Rush Limbaugh than I. I've only heard a few hours altogether. The few hours I heard were quite brilliant. I mean, the guy was so articulate. But I'm open to all the criticisms they're raising here, and that he was, you know, in some ways that I have yet to appreciate, very misguided. I'm open to that.
I hate him because I think he destroyed the character of our white men with his constant harping on them, making them angry and feeling like they're the biggest victim and everything is everybody else's fault, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, this creates narcissism, okay, which is a pattern of thinking that is seriously defective and harmful to our culture. And I think if there's anybody that should be roasting because he did so much damage, and you have to remember, Air America went bankrupt, but Clear Channel was allowed to go $40 billion with a B into debt and change their name to iHeartRadio. Okay, why were they allowed to continue? Whose purpose did that? Was part of an intelligence operation to brainwash the people. Remember, that what the CIA guy said about everything we believe being incorrect, and he did not leave out an exemption for right-wing conservative people.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Both sides.
Renee, it's good. It's good. It's good. I want to bring in Laura since she's been standing by, but those were excellent comments, Renee. I appreciate all of them. Look forward to our next call. Laura in Michigan. Laura, the mic is yours.
Professor. Yeah, okay. I was going to say that I'm going to tell Paul it's good to write in Thomas Massey. I know in Michigan you had to be a registered write-in for them to count it at all. I don't know how it is in other states. But you might want to check into that.
You're telling me even to write in a person that they've got to be on a list of registered write-in or you can't do it, right?
The final tally, they don't have to count them.
Yeah, they don't have to count them, right. Yeah.
Right. Also, I was going to mention, the abortions are not free in the sacrifice truck at the Republican-Democrat convention. If they had Medicare or Medicaid, then the abortion's free.
Oh, you mean what's doing at the DNC? It's not actually free? They're actually charging by Medicare and Medicaid?
If they have Medicare or Medicaid.
Then it's free because they're charging the government.
Right, exactly.
That's interesting. That's interesting, yeah. What other little goodies have you got for me, Laura?
Well, just, I was wondering if anybody's from Texas. I heard that they erected a statue to the monkey god in downtown Houston. I'd like to find out if that's true.
That sounds crazy, but a lot of crazy things are happening these days.
We can't have Robert E. Lee, but they could have the monkey god.
Right, right, right. Melting down that statue was just what an atrocity. Just what an insult. Grotesque.
I'd like to see people tear down this monkey god in downtown Houston.
What do you make of this? I got this photograph of Michelle at the convention, and it's obvious this is a man. She's not even wearing a wig. Just a man with saggy breasts. I mean, what's going on there? Laura, I thought they were trying to create the pretense. You know, there's no pretense here. It's obvious what we have here.
That's why they've worked up to normalizing transvestites.
It's weird. Transgenders.
The left is going to eat that right up. They're going to vote for that reason. These are sick people.
Yeah, my friend from Hollywood thinks they're going to nominate and make a big deal and say, we want the first transgender president. Give Kamala the boot. He's telling me there are a lot of rumors Kamala has a problem with alcohol, and that's part of the reason she acts so...
She hits the sauce pretty good.
Yeah, heavy.
I'm thinking that she's got kind of a dyslexic problem. She might be a little bit tipsy.
That she likes vodka martinis is what I'm being told.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, she is so unimpressive in every way. She's about as mediocre as anyone ever in high position in the American government and more brainless than any that I can recall. I've never seen anyone as dumb. That's, hey, thank you, Laura. Thank you, Laura.
I'm embarrassed. That's what we have in our country.
Yeah, thanks. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. Thanks for being here. Back tomorrow. I can't.